give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show.
Okie dokie. Hello, everybody. My name is James Martinez, and I just want to welcome everybody here at Achieve Radio for bringing me here and allowing me to talk to all of you. As some of you may have just found out by addressing the website, that Cashflow is probably the first radio show in history that actually will allow you to improve your life, make the changes that you need to do financially, understand the financial system, and create a better reality for you in your entire life, for your family, for your friends, everybody. I wanted to take this first show out to tell you a little bit about myself, tell you how I arrived here, how this radio show came to be, all the details so you understand the person who you're talking to has been there, done that type of thing. Originally, way back when, I grew up in Europe. I lived abroad. I've lived in Brazil. I've lived in England. I traveled all over Europe. I came to the U.S. probably in about 1985. And I've been back and forth traveling all over the United States. And during that time, one of the things I've been involved with showbiz an extensive amount of time. And during that time, I met with lots of directors, showbiz people, celebrities, and so forth. I used to work as a casting director. I've worked as an actor. I've worked as a producer. And one of the issues that is the most important issue that came to me, because I had to go through it myself, was my own financial well-being working in a business that's very unstable, that is very kind of like Vegas. You will lose more than you will win, but when you do win, it's, you know, substantially amazing thing to occur when it does happen in show business. So what happened was, many years ago, I have no problems talking about this because I think people should be able to talk about money and manifestation and their own well-being totally honestly. And there is a lot of information out there about what's going on with our economy and how it affects you, how it's affecting your family, and so forth. And many years ago, I was in a very large Hollywood production, of which I lost an enormous amount of money. I got into massive amounts of credit card debt. It really, really, really screwed up my life for a long period of time. I dealt with collectors. I dealt with lawyers. I dealt with harassing calls. I dealt with the whole gamut of everything that you could possibly imagine when you first encounter financial problems. And what happened was, many years ago, I met with a director, and both of us were very interested in being involved with projects that promoted life, promoted well-being, promoted knowledge, information, liberated people's consciousness, moved them forward so they could have a better life instead of spending their entire life working for the banks, which is what most of America is doing right now. This particular situation, the economic situation, we've never had a place like this ever in U.S. history where our entire country has been drowning and continues to drown in financial collapse. It's extremely controversial. It is on the news every day, and it's affecting everybody at every moment. And I've been on other broadcasts where I've had listeners from Canada, Europe, England, Iran, Australia, Brazil, all call in and discuss with me their various woes having to do with the banks and mostly the credit card companies. Now, this is not a new subject by any means, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. So what happened was, I met with a director. I was sitting down with some young guys, and we all decided, okay, let's do something. If we're going to do a production, let's do it and make it so that not only is it entertaining, informative, but it actually liberates the individual that's actually observing it and watching it. And I sat down with this particular director, and we're all having financial problems at that particular time, which is not unusual for people working in show business because it's very high risk. So we sat down, and both of us started discussing about the financial situation in the Federal Reserve and what happens with money and why it is that so many people are in credit card debt and how that functions and what we could do about it to eliminate it. So about over 10 years ago, I began a process where I was disputing the credit card companies based upon the availability to use the Fair Credit Billing Act to end people's credit card debt. Because we all knew, and we're going to get into this as we progress here, because this is a lot for people to understand. I'm just giving the background information of how it started. But banks do not loan money. They do not loan money, and credit cards do not loan money. They monetize signatures, your signature, on the terms and agreement of a credit card, which nobody in the world understands. Then your signature is monetized, they create money out of thin air, and then they send you a card saying, here's $10,000, and here you go. Now, they didn't actually loan you any money because there is no money to loan in the United States because of the Federal Reserve System, and the actual currency that we're using isn't really real per se. We'll get into all that later on because that takes a lot for people to understand. It took me almost a year to understand it, and probably even longer to really wrap my head around it and believe how could this keep going on and on and on for everybody. So let's backtrack for a second here. So I met with this director. We started disputing with the credit card companies. We were kind of recruited to work for a company because we wanted to take what we knew about law, mostly, and all the laws that are in place and dispute the banks and see what our success rate was. And in the beginning, people would come to us with $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, even higher amounts. And I call it, and I will always call it on this broadcast, alleged credit card debt, because you know, it is alleged until they prove that they actually loan money to you. And there's never, ever, ever, ever been a court case in the United States where it's been proven, where the credit card companies has proven that they loaned anybody anything. Never. Because I've seen literally thousands and thousands and thousands of court cases. And most of the court cases that are going on in the United States right now are credit card related financial, and local courts, circuit courts are just jammed with this type of information. So we began with using the Fair Credit Billing Act, which is Title 15, Section 1666, which allows you, the consumer, to address your issues with the bank and say, hey, please will you show me where you loan this money? And I'm editing down for, because it's quite complicated, the letters that we'd write. But you do, as a consumer, have the right to address these issues with your credit card companies and even the banks. And we did all sorts of unusual, radical stuff just with letter writing campaigns in the very beginning to get people out of this particular situation. Now, today, there's been accumulation of that technology in different various forms that consumers can go to address the situation, and they can either settle it, they can get out of it entirely. There's many ways of doing it, but it was always, which is easiest for the consumer, meaning you, the public out there, to achieve here on Achieve Radio, your liberation and get out of that particular situation, because it is a trap, is designed for that. It's always been that. So in the beginning, we began writing letters on behalf of consumers, and we were getting massive success rate with all the banks, because 9 times out of 10, after you address and send a letter certified return receipt to the credit card company stating your woes in the right legal terminology and so forth, they would not respond, not address, not even bring it up to consumers about what was happening. So people would send out these letters, all with the right terminology and so forth, and it would come back, and they would essentially just ignore it the first round. And then that would go for 3 or 4 months, and then nothing would happen. The credit cards would stop charging any interest, late fees, or anything, and it would end. And that was a new form of communication to us, because we suspected there would be a lot of resistance on what we were doing. But way back when there was Fleet and American Express, Capital One, all those particular banks, they didn't even want to address the issue. So without addressing the issue, when you send something out to the credit card company and you state the law, the Fair Credit Billing Act or the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act or the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and you sign your name off on it and you send it certified return receipt and regular mail, they are obligated by law to acknowledge it, investigate it, and return to you with the results of their investigation, including a signature which indicates that it has been looked at, not by a machine, but by an actual person. And what that happens is when a person signs on it, they know when anything's come to them certified that you mean business. Now, all of that accrued many, many years ago, and what happened was I worked with this particular director, and we decided, okay, we're going to take it to a company, and from that company, we started to take on large volumes of individuals with massive credit card debt. This was 10 years ago. Today, it's way more than what people would ever presume because of the deficit and so forth. It's quite complicated, and we'll get to all of that. But what happened was we went to a company, and we began using the dispute, and we began using the laws that exist for you, the consumer, to get out of this particular situation. So what happened was we started getting letters back, and they started arguing with us. But they would argue the letters in receipt of what we were doing would argue the issue, and it would be like a letter-writing campaign. We'd go back and forth and back and forth. And we were still continuing our investigation of it, and eventually what happened is from that company we got recruited to go work for a larger company that was on the map, that was a national company that happened to be the number one company in the United States at that time that was doing this for consumers as a school. So we would say, okay, you want to come in, you've got $70,000, $80,000, whatever, of alleged credit card debt, you're going to come in, and we're going to use the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, all of those things, we're going to address them, and we're going to move forward, and if necessary, if you have to go to court, we will teach you how to do it. All of those teaching tools we accumulated and did very, very successfully for almost 5 to 6 years. Before that, we were just researching it and doing a very small time thing. And we're getting easy success until, of course, there was had to be met with resistance. Because the bottom line is, if a bank or a credit card is going to sue you, they have the burden of proof. So basically, we were inviting the banks to sue us. But what we would do, or sue the consumer, what we would do is we would set up all the letter campaign before it happened, using all the laws that were in place. And then, if necessary, if people had to go to court, we would teach them how to do that, and we were very successful, and we began what today is a major kind of resistance to what's going on with the credit card companies. Now, for some of you, maybe on this particular network, this is totally new information. That is okay. I expect everybody here to investigate it, look it through, find out about it, all of that stuff. And the more you know, the better decisions you make, because behavior flexibility right now is the most important thing, because everybody's very much under duress from this thing. So that's how I started, and I've been doing this probably over 10 years, and I developed a reputation with a lot of people as a teacher, explaining to people what happens behaviorally as well as with the banks, what they do, and then what the individual does. Because what the individual does, like somebody that's addicted to something, there's always neuroassociations with bad habits. In other words, they attach feelings to the particular alleged debt. And even though they know that they can't pay it, they keep doing it. They know they have a problem, yet they keep reinforcing it by doing it over and over again. So it's kind of like a double bind. You know you shouldn't be drinking, but yet you keep doing it for some reason. And a lot of people call that secondary gain. Because you're achieving something by doing it, even though that in the long run, you know, it's not good for you. So my background when I came into this is I was more interested in determining what the behavioral strategies were with individuals that had these particular problems, why they got there in the first place, why it kept on going on, and why they reinforce it and continue to go on. And a lot of that has to do with the code, cues, and triggers of advertising, social conditioning from our education. Has to do with an individual's self-esteem. It has to do with the fact that what's happening now, because we have a virtual economy, is that the human being is being altered right now. We're being kind of turned into machines, in other words. Everything is being automated, all of our credit cards, all of our finances. Everything is traveling at the speed of light, or information is, all over the world. So there is no secrets, so to speak. And of course, I'll address all of those things as we have guests come on this particular broadcast and explain that in depth so all of you can understand this. Because this is going to be an educational tool, but it also is going to be a place where you can get remedy as well. So it's not only interesting for you to be able to hear this particular information, but it's also you can act upon it as well and actually change your life for the better. One of the things that I was interested when I first started this, I understood what the banks were doing. I understood the fiat current money system that we have. I understood that this was the biggest deficit country in the world, and that our particular, the Federal Reserve and how it's set up, is eventually going to cause problems, be a problematic issue. So I was looking into the psychology of the particular consumer and how this happens to them and why they go for years and years without, you know, making it okay to have $30,000, $40,000 of alleged credit card debt and just presuming that that's okay and that's normal. Well, one of my associates that's no longer with us today, he passed away last year, was named Walter Bowert. I served as on the board of directors of the Freedom of Thought Foundation. I was kind of his protege, and he was like my mentor. He wrote a book called Operation Mind Control, and he taught me all the information regarding behavior modification for negative and for positive. And today, the self-help industry in the United States is huge, hence Achieve Radio Network, hence Dr. Wayne Dyer, hence the self, all these books that we have out here, and the movie The Secret that came out, The Law of Attraction, all of these things are combined and have to do with the economic situation they were in. So what happened was, after when I studied with him, I produced a lot of documentary videos with him on the unconscious. I produced them having to do with neurolinguistics. I worked with him when I was on the Freedom of Thought Foundation. We were interested in protecting and maintaining free thought in terms of being able to not allow anybody to tell you what you can think and what you cannot think. And there is actually, I would say it's a foundation in Washington, D.C., that addresses this issue. In other words, legislation of consciousness and what that means to you in your future, in your family, and everything else. So I've always been kind of ahead of the eight ball in terms of being able to show people that, okay, your behavior creates your reality, but you have to be able, if you're going to work in a progressive manner, you have to be able to edit incoming data which you receive through media content, television, radio, and so forth, so that when you go out into the world, you have more knowledge and ways to make better decisions, because that's really what it's all about, is making better decisions, having behavioral flexibility, and not allowing the machine, or what I call the Android meme, to take over your reality and start running you, which is basically what's happening. The banks are running people because people don't understand that they have other options and they don't have to play by their rules. It's a very complicated issue, and I'm going to simplify all that for you so that you have those options and you understand that you do not have to live a life where you're in debt and you owe everybody and your restrictions, you can't send your children to college. You have to work three jobs. You're basically, when the bills come, you're in servitude to the banks, to the credit card companies. All of those issues I'm going to address on this particular broadcast, because I have been called everything from the anti-banker to Robin Hood to the most controversial guy on radio, all of those things. But this particular message that we're talking about in here probably is the single most important issue in the United States right now, is our economic situation. We have an election coming up. We've got people losing their homes, people drowning in debt and so forth. And here is the place where you will be allowed to address your grievances for the betterment of your life, to make a better future for you, and to free yourself from the kind of the clutches that this has happened to people. Now, there's been plenty of documentation out addressing this, but they address it, but they don't address it entirely to point. One of them is a movie called Maxed Out. It was directed by James Sherlock, who I interviewed on radio before. He addressed the situation about the credit card industry. That's one called Maxed Out. And there's another one called In Debt We Trust by Danny Schechter. He directed that. I've interviewed him as well. And probably the most important tool that I would ask people to do to address this particular situation so they understand what's going on. It's usually, I give this as like a medicinal to people when they're first addressing these credit card issues, is to they can watch this for free, is watch a movie called Freedom to Fascism. That addresses the financial infrastructure of the United States to a T. That particular director I did work with, and I worked on doing publicity with him before he passed away. He did this movie in the last couple years of his life. He completely financed it himself, decided that he was going to give this to the public because he knew what was going on, and he couldn't. He wanted to leave something other than the movies that he had done. He did The Rose, and he worked with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy. He's a very respected a director whom I knew, got to know quite well, and I talked with him frequently over the phone about this particular issue, and he was interested in what I had to say because I knew what the courts were doing, because I saw all the court dockets and all the arguments that the lawyers were making about people that were addressing these issues, and they were doing it so successfully. So when I talk about this subject, I usually ask people to go ahead. They can go on the internet. They can watch this video for free. It's the director's cut of Freedom and of Fascism. They can go to Google Video. It will be there for them, and they can watch it for free and watch it with their family and, if necessary, get a copy of it. Aaron Russo was the director. He wanted everybody to know about this because he knew, as well as I do, what was going on financially, and that people just couldn't survive. And this is happening not only in the United States, but it's all happening in England as well, because I get calls from all over the place about people that are having to take loans out to feed their family because they're drowning in so much debt, and the banks are closing, and there's all sorts of other political issues going on. But here's the place where you will be allowed to address these issues anonymously and freely. Most people, one of the biggest things they have to talk about in their life that scares them the most is talking about their financial thing, their financial issue. Because most people that find me on the phone or by email or on the radio, first thing is they want to give me an excuse about what happened to them, like they're confessing to me that they've done something wrong by talking to me because they have 50, 60, 70,000, whatever it is, amount of alleged credit card debt that is their issue. Now, that's not that you never have to worry about with me because I've heard all the stories. I've heard everything, in fact, about how this happens to people, how they got there, what they try and do, how the system is set up, designed for you to fail this way, and what are you going to do about it? Because I've mentioned to many, many people over the course of, well, 10, 13 years going on here now, that getting out of the alleged debt that's easy. That is really easy. What you do afterwards, that is really where the issue stands. How it is that you're going to operate with the knowledge that you have in a society that not only asks you but coerces you and begs you to use a system, a credit card system, and live like that. And right now, because of the issues that are going on with the banks and so forth, this particular thing is, I can almost guarantee anybody that's listening or calling in, I would say 95% of them are probably having some kind of financial issue. Not necessarily mean credit card. It could mean with their home and so forth. I've also dealt with mortgages as well. I represent a couple of people in the United States, and there are teams of people around to help with this particular thing so that you, the consumer, you, the public, deserve to know this. You have a right to know this. You have a right to fix it. You have a right to get answers. You have a right for all of that, because none of you came here to suddenly go into your life and be a slave. That stuff is going to end so you can begin a better life with more freedom, with more knowledge, so that you have the ability to take what it is that you know, utilize it, and go forth and make your dreams happen and start and begin a new life. But we're going to be taking a little break here, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to address a couple issues and explain how I got here, what it is, all of that stuff. So stand by, everybody. This is the first show of Cashflow. I want to thank everybody at Achieve Radio. We'll be back, coming back right after this. There is no bloody revolution. They try to jail ya.
everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind in your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Press is proud to sponsor Behind the Paranormal with Paul and Benjamin Eno. We offer the best in unusual New Age books, along with three great books by your host, Paul Eno. New River Press offers the new blockbuster on animal communication, Hear All Creatures, The Journey of an Animal Communicator by Karen Anderson, and Experience 41 Signs of Hope, the inspiring book by Dave Kane. And don't miss Shadows on My Shift, Real Life Stories of a Psychic EMT by psychic medium Sherry Lee Devereaux. Achieve radio talk show host of Opening Your Intuitive Eyes. Available from New River Press, publishers of unusual books, visit newriverpress.com, amazon.com, or your favorite bookstore.
This is Bill with AchieveRadio.com. You know, psychic readings can be a lot of fun, and sometimes they can be really useful. But sometimes a psychic reading just isn't quite enough. Right, Gordon?
Okay, so let's move forward then.
I think the reason why I was so unsure is because sometimes we ourselves be afraid of failure.
So if you're trying to move something forward in your life and you got fear or doubt comes up there, red light slaps up on the highway of energy and all your stuff just came to an end. And when you learn to believe in yourself, so will everyone else.
I've never called into a show before, and I've been listening to you, and I couldn't appreciate you more. I believe more in what you say.
Not what you want to hear, it's what you need to hear. Believing is a quest, trust is the key with Gordon Wilson every Thursday evening right here on AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.
Wow, well, you've helped me this evening. Thank you very much.
AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.
Hey, we are back. We are back, everybody. So, all right, this is going to be Cash Flow here at Achieve Radio. I want to thank everybody again on this segment. I know we're getting started here for the first time, and I'm going to go back into some of the things of how I got started and how this all began many, many years ago. I did, when I began thinking about this way back when, I had contacts at the World Bank, I had contacts at IMF, International Monetary Fund, and I had contacts at the Bank of Warburg as well, because I had actual relatives working at those particular places. Because when I started studying finance and the money situation and how it is for this people, for everybody in the United States, I went to the sources, and indeed I was correct. And I was dealing with people on a very high level in those particular installations, those banks, and discussing with them. I said, well, do you know that this is going on with the Federal Reserve? Do you know that the credit card companies are doing this? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? And they said, reluctantly, they said, yeah, we do know this is going on. And how did you know about it? And I learned through adversity, because I had my own financial problems. I got really, really upset about what had happened to me, what the banks did to me. I had to do a bankruptcy way back when. I was humiliated in front of the judge, and I'm like, okay, I need to change this. I need to address it for myself. I need to learn it for myself before I proceed because that's originally way back in the very beginning, I said, this is never, ever, ever going to happen to me again. And I overcame a lot of that, and I decided I wanted to use my knowledge, use the other people that I knew that I was cooperating with to address this with the public and help the public, because it's my contention that it's not what you get in life, it's what you give in life that really matters at the end of the day. Because I have literally helped, I probably eliminated cumulatively through organizations or on my own at least $700 million of alleged credit card debt over a lengthy period of time. And I've also taught people what happens to them, how to reframe their consciousness so they can move forward in a society that wants you to be automated, wants to automate your behavior, it wants to get yourself in, because how should we say it? They want you to participate with them in their scheme. How should we say it? There's many ways of putting it, but that's the simplest way I can put it. There's many ways of putting it. That's the simplest way I'll put it. Is they want you to participate in their particular scheme and keep you operational with them. There's, if anybody's looking at commercials right now, they actually frown upon, Visa's put these commercials out, they actually frown upon people using cash, like there's something the matter with you there. And if you watch these commercials closely and you understand what the banks are doing, you understand that the use of these commercials, social conditioning, education, and so forth, is to reinforce the idea that you will do much better and be socially accepted if you use your credit cards. Now, people can't afford to do that. I've dealt with people that have come in to me with excess over $200,000 of alleged credit card debt, and through over a year managed to get them out of it entirely. Yes, that is very true, because when people understand the fact that the banks didn't actually loan them any money, and they have, there is remedy out there and there is a way to get out of it, this big light goes off and they go, whoa, wait a minute, we want to know more about this. We want to know how and what and where and all those other things. So one of the things I'm going to do on this particular broadcast is I'm going to bring in some of the players that have that actually do this for people. I work with a guy named Bradford Daly, who has a team of people in another state that has been successfully doing this for years. And I'm going to bring in some other notables, too. They're actually dealing with people that have mortgage issues. I have a lot of people that call me from Florida that realize they finally figure out what's going on. They finally figure out they've been had, and they want to address it, move ahead so they can achieve their dreams and their goals, whatever they may be, without the financial restraints that have occurred as they've been had. Because they don't really, people in schools, people that I know of, even domestically and abroad, this issue with money and the Federal Reserve never is addressed. It was never told to me in all of my education while I was in college, even in high school. Nobody addressed the Federal Reserve, its function, how it works, what it is, when it was put together, and why we have it today. And why is it that the banks, the credit card companies, can go into schools and buy off the owners or the people, the heads of these colleges, and infiltrate the student body and kind of enslave the students and to get them into their credit cards way in early in the beginning. Now, one of the things that was addressed in the movie called Maxed Out by James Sherlock was this issue of, and this was new news to me when I initially met with him in person and then interviewed him on the radio. This was new news to me that people and students were actually committing suicide over this particular issue. And then when I heard that, because I had never heard that before ever, and then I started doing research on it, I'm like, well, okay, whoa. That is going to end. As far as I'm concerned, when I'm around, I've had people on the phone ready to go for it and end their lives because of this. Now, I know if two or three people call me, that means there's thousands of others out there that are completely freaked out by the situation, don't know what to do, and I've managed to reframe their consciousness, get them to understand it wasn't their fault, and then give them remedy so they can actually get out of it. Because I can talk about it all day long with people and address it and so forth, but if there's no action taken upon yourselves in this particular area, what happens is you just get further more and more and more and more under. And for those of you that have thought about declaring bankruptcy and so forth, you're not allowed to actually do that now. Chapter 7 for bankruptcy does not occur anymore. That particular law came into being through MBNA and George Bush. so that no longer would a consumer be able to, you know, rack up a bunch of credit cards up and declare bankruptcy after 7 years or whatever, and then have the bankruptcy and so forth be on their credit reports and so forth. That doesn't exist anymore. So the restraint and noose around people's necks and consumers is far more severe than it ever has been before. So we will address on this particular thing, we're going to look into the psychology of it. We're going to look into the laws of it. We're going to have a guest on here related to the subject. I'm going to try and get these directors, if I can locate them, because I don't know if some of them are shooting. I'm going to get them on here to talk about their particular movies so that you, the public out there, have access to this. You can go ahead and get yourselves in a position. So if you want to do something about it, you may. Anybody that contacts me through this broadcast or through other appearances that I make on the radio or whatever, if they come to me, I answer their email, I address their situation over the phone, and then determine what course of action is best for them based upon what they know. But I am not interested in helping people if they do not understand how this came to being and understand if they're going to, okay, if they're going to come to me and they have this amount of alleged credit card debt and they want to get rid of it, that it is their duty to not only get rid of it, but afterwards not ever have to use that particular system again. They do. You do not need credit cards to operate in society. You can use now, because of electronic media and so forth, you can use debit cards with a Visa or MasterCard logo on them without having to use credit cards. Now, secured credit cards are different than standard credit cards. The secured credit card is where there's an actual exchange between you and the bank. In other words, a lot of people get secured credit cards after they declare bankruptcy, and they can't get a credit card. They want to have something in case they need to get a plane ticket, they need to rent a car, they have an emergency, whatever it is. A lot of people think today in society that you need a credit card to protect yourself. Not necessarily true. However, if some people need to have that, a secured credit card is a much better, smarter thing to do than getting a regular credit card. And the secured credit cards requires you to give the bank, here's $500. They extend you $500 credit and they give you the card. Or in some cases, if you give them $1,000, they may give you $1,500 worth of extended line. And that means there's actually been an exchange between you and the bank of actual money. It is not like the terms and agreement of regular credit cards. Nobody in the United States, period, can understand the terms and agreement of what the credit card is saying when you sign up with them. And I mean nobody. And you'll find that out when you look at these particular media, particular documentaries, one being Maxed Out. There's a Harvard professor that addresses this particular situation and says that she can't even understand the terms and agreement of a credit card. Nobody can. So if that's the case, what are you signing? You don't know what you're signing is the real answer. Nobody knows what they're actually signing. There's nobody that can explain to me that calls here or anywhere else what that contract means, because nobody knows. Nobody knows. I've asked for years for somebody to please explain it to me, but nobody can. And why they even get into a position of contracting on something, I mean, nobody would go out and sign a contract that they don't understand. Yet, people do it all the time with the banks. We have millions and millions and millions and millions of people that have this particular problem, and is the number one problem in the United States right now. You look on the news, it's everywhere. You look in the newspaper, it's everywhere. People have got into a particular situation because historically we do not understand the Federal Reserve. We do not understand how finance is. We don't understand what a fiat money system is. A lot of that is new to people. They don't have an idea in the world how that works. So it's new. They've just gone on and they thought if they went to school and did what they're supposed to do, everything works out fine. But with the credit card companies, it is not that way. It is a malicious attack on consumers, and it is the number one issue, like I said, in the United States. So, when I initially began this, I looked at all the court cases, I looked at all the argumentative things, and I saw the machine and how it works. What happens from you suddenly going, okay, I can't pay my minimum on this, to what happens from point A, from when your account goes into default, what the universal credit card agreement means, what the universal default means, all the hidden charges and so forth that most of the public has no idea about. What happens when you initially go into alleged debt, and what happens, the entire process from the point that you go into debt, your card goes for 3 months, and then they decide they're going to charge it off. What happens after it's charged off? What it means to get your credit card charged off? What that actually means? Most people don't know. And then what happens when it goes to a collection agency, how it circulates between collection agencies, what the collection agency is, their job and their idea and what they're trained to do when they call you, what they're trained to say, what they're not supposed to say, what happens when it goes to a law firm, what happens when it goes to the National Arbitration Forum, which law firms address these issues, because it is the debt collection business is a business. It's very well organized. It's all intimidation, and it's mostly successful because people don't have any idea about how to address the issues because of fear. There's a lot of fear out there, and I want to eliminate all of that for you so you can address it with a clear mind and a clear conscience so you can go forth and liberate yourselves and get out of this issue and move your lives forward, because the restraint and the emotional impact that it has on the public is like nothing I've ever seen before, ever. And most people, when I talk about this publicly or on the radio or privately or in groups of people, nobody really wants to believe that the system is set up that is designed to make you fail. But as with everything, where there is a will, there's a way, and you can get yourself out of it. One of the experts that I'm going to be having on this broadcast, his name is Bob Neverett. I would consider him the top media ecologist in the world. He does access and consults with the intelligence agencies, so you will be privy to information here that nobody has ever heard of before in new ways, so you all of you can address it. Now, for everything that we talk about, the currency or the flow of cash through the riverbanks, how that works affects for you to be able to manifest money and manifest business. Because for those of you that a lot of people saw this movie, The Law of Attraction, The Secret. Great production. It addresses the issue. All of those things on there I agree with, but there's a lot of information that's missing. You'll notice on there at the very end, I forgot what the gentleman's name is, but he addresses the summary of The Secret. I forgot the gentleman's name. It'll come to me in a minute, but my Alzheimer's is kicking in on this particular guy's name. But he addresses the situation, addresses the law of attraction, what that means to an individual, and how that functions. And what happens to you, and what addresses the particular situation with you in the credit cards. Now, he even says in his address that the credit card situation, he says, go ahead and get yourself into consumer credit counseling, attack that particular situation, and start visualizing success. I totally agree with that. But I would not say what he has said about how it works in terms of the law of attraction, because I don't think he particularly knows as well. So, okay, now, I got a message here from a particular individual that's come through to me. He's asking me, I really don't understand what you mean by saying a credit card is not a loan. If I buy something with a card because I don't have any money, it seems to me that somebody is loaning me something. Where does it come from if it's not a loan? Can you explain that to me more? Okay. Yes, I will explain that to you more. What that means is when you have a fiat current money system, what that means is the Federal Reserve is set up. It does not loan money. The reason we are a debtor nation is because we create money out of thin air. We create more and more of it all the time. Now, when you get a credit card, they say they're going to offer you money. They're going to give you money because of your credit status, because you've been a good consumer and you pay your bills on time, etc. So Capital One, American Express, or whatever comes to you and they say, okay, here's $5,000. You accept the terms and agreements of this particular thing and you sign right here. We're going to check everything. And then when they do check and they say you're pre-approved, but you're not actually pre-approved. You're pre-approved to discuss the matter. You're not pre-approved to get the card. When you're pre-approved to get the card, they pull your credit reports first, which in some cases can be damaging, and then they decide whether or not you're worthy enough to work for them, because you're really working for the credit card company. You don't know that. It's a job application, but we'll get into more of that. Also, this particular gentleman that has sent me this quick message, you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And I will send you supporting documentation explaining how this works so you can read it out of your own time and study it, because it is complicated if this is totally new information for you. And I understand some of it is new information. And when I first got it, I couldn't believe it. I will send to you, AJ, I will send to you if you email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I will explain to you how it functions and what it is. And again, like I said, if you really want to find out more about what that means, if it's not a loan, you can go to Google Video, or you can go rent it in your video store. Freedom to Fascism explains the entire banking procedure, how it works. There's lots of books out there that explain that. Creature from Jekyll Island explains it as well. That is, for a lot of people, that is not something that they've ever heard of. They never even talked about it. Nobody even told them. Okay, I got another message here from Carol. I'm looking forward to hearing more. My question is whether Chapter 7 bankruptcy is available at all these days. Yeah, it is. It is available, but not in the form that you were told. It's different now. It's kind of like consolidation. Chapter 7 bankruptcy with credit cards doesn't exist. If you, again, if you look in if you look in Google or search it in any of the existing material that's out there, you'll find supporting document evidence that Chapter 7 credit cards does not exist anymore. It was changed by MBNA because MBNA financed and lobbied to get that changed because there was too many people. They knew already that the whole of the United States is drowning, and they decided, well, we need to profit more because that's what banks do. They profit. And it's documented quite well in Freedom to Fascism. It's documented in Maxed Out the Movie. What I'm also going to be doing here is not only just talk to you about it, I'm going to be playing clips from these particular movies so you can hear them for yourself, because I think when you hear it yourself and you hear me discuss it, it makes a gigantic difference. Because I know for some of you, this is really personal. It's embarrassing. You've gone through your whole life thinking one thing and then suddenly find out one thing and go, wait a minute, this guy is saying one thing, but I've been taught this thing. And it's completely different than what I've been used to. How could this possibly be? How have I been duped and so forth? You've been duped because of social conditioning and education. This particular avenue on this broadcast here on Achieve is not only to educate you, to inspire you, to liberate you, but to give you remedy of actually doing something yourself about it so you can change your life. Because I don't care what radio broadcast, what network, whatever, everybody has to deal with finance on some particular level. And what the banks have done is they've created this noose around the public, which they don't understand, and reinforced it through media, television, radio, paper media, advertising. All of the banks are creating the illusion of money, and nobody really understands what money is in the United States and what it means. I will tell you, because I know this exists, of court cases where individuals have been said, okay, you lose this, you have a judgment of $50,000, and send us the money. And the opposing side, the defendant that has been sued by the bank, says, well, okay, I'll pay the judgment, but what do you mean by, what species of money are you referring to? What jurisdiction are we in? I can't answer those questions until you tell me what species of money. Long story short, that particular species of money and that judgment was paid using beans. It's the famous beans case. I've heard about this. I've looked at the docket. I know it exists. I know some of these radical court cases have existed out there where people have paid judgments using other forms of money. Now, that's a little far out for most people to even hear. They were like, what? How can you pay a judgment with beans? But when you ask the court and you address what the species of money is, when you're dealing with the jurisdiction in a civil court of how in the world that could possibly happen is new to most people and almost impossible. Another call here, we got, isn't the bottom line that we all buy stuff we don't need on credit? Yes, that's true. Which creates jobs and making selling that stuff, which creates false wealth, so we buy more stuff. Yes, if we go back to the story, yeah, okay, Ron Paul, I'm glad you brought that up. And this is another important piece of information as well. Ron Paul, as you know, was running for office, and I had access to his campaign people, and he knew who I was, he knew what I was doing, he knew I supported what he was talking about, because he is the only candidate ever, and I mean ever, to address the financial situation, the Federal Reserve. He's gone on record numerous amounts of time, even in the debates. And if you notice and you go back and look at the debates where he's sitting in the panel and he addresses the financial situation in the Federal Reserve, all the candidates bow their head and smile because they know they can't talk about it because they know they're not going to get into office. They just won't. So the gold standard, what you're talking about with Ron Paul, is correct. You are on the right track already if you've even thought got that far. So as you know, he is not. He has stopped his campaign. He's not going to be proceeding further. There's a whole story behind that on what's going on because originally, I think at some particular point, I'll get word of it at some particular point, that why he stopped his campaign, why he went forward and addressed these issues with people, because it has to do with constitutional rights, it has to do with the Federal Reserve, all of those things. And some of you are already catching on to that right now because I can tell from people that fast blasted or sent me quick messages what that means. Now, all of you, as I'm talking about this, you have the ability right now, thank God for the internet, to go in and address the financial situations and discover this for yourself based upon what Ron Paul has said. He went on national television, addressed these issues, and nobody knew what he was talking about. Nobody knew what he was talking about. If they did, he would already be the top guy right now that America would be going forward with. The top guy. He's the only one who addressed the Federal Reserve and the financial thing. And what he's saying is exactly right. He's addressed Congress. He's addressed with videotape on YouTube these particular situations with the credit cards and the banks and the financial situation and the mortgage fraud situation. I'm going to have some guys come on in the coming weeks here that are addressing these issues with the mortgage companies and how those issues are being addressed in court, and people are getting settlements and damages and so forth because of the loan situation. They were not told the truth. And all of that stuff is going on behind the scenes all over America right now. It's kind of being fleshed out by all the mainstream media. So we want to address all of those things. But what more important is, if we know these problems exist, we need to address the code cues and triggers of the behavior in which people keep doing it over and over and over again, and why we keep doing it over and over again, and why we keep putting ourselves into these particular situations. Like all these videos, all the self-help books, all of those things, I totally back up all of that stuff. But if you're not going to address all of the details in terms of dealing with that, it's kind of counterproductive. I understand what Dr. Wayne Dyer is saying. I understand what all the people on The Secret are saying. I understand all of those things. And those are valid and exist, and they're very important for people to talk about. But if you don't include this other information, wait a minute. It's like me giving you a map to the, oh, welcome to Phoenix. Here's the Thomas Guide, but I tore out 40 pages of it. It's not the entire directions. It's not an entire everything that's being talked about. I think I'm the only guy ever to be on radio that addresses all of these particular situations, but more importantly, my specialty is the behavioral modification of it, being able to take you in a particular situation, educate you, show you a way out of it, and then begin to change your life for the betterment, to get on with the fun things that you're supposed to be doing in life. Love, happiness, your career, making your dreams all come true, all of that stuff. The more information you have, the better it is will be for you. I'll be coming back tomorrow. I look forward to talking to all of you. I want to thank everybody for your messages here. If you need to get a hold of me, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to address these things with you and get your lives moved forward. Thanks, everybody. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, at Achieve, and we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody.
Everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good. Now, that's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Press is proud to sponsor Behind the Paranormal with Paul and Benjamin Eno. We offer the best in unusual New Age books, along with three great books by your host, Paul Eno. New River Press offers the new blockbuster on animal communication, Hear All Creatures, The Journey of an Animal Communicator by Karen Anderson, and Experience 41 Signs of Hope, the inspiring book by Dave Kane. And don't miss Shadows on My Shift, Real Life Stories of a Psychic EMT by psychic medium Sherry Lee Devereaux. Achieve radio talk show host of Opening Your Intuitive Eyes. Available from New River Press, publishers of unusual books. Visit newriverpress.com, amazon.com, or your favorite bookstore.
Side of broadcasting.